climate is the one beat that includes everything. Everything in our lives depends on a livable planet. We think about it like a list when pollsters come around election. How important is the climate to you? Climate is the whole restaurant, every menu item, foreign policy, healthcare, justice, social justice, food, shelter, transportation is tied to a livable ecosystem. And we just happen to be born in this Goldilocks moment on the one planet that supports life as we know it. And we take that for granted, right? So I sort of leaned into that, but then it was hugely depressing. Once you go deep into this and you really sort of drink from the fire hose of peer-reviewed dread every day and see what is happening and then go cover disaster after disaster.
This is a topic that can be really polarizing. There is a way to bring us all together.
Absolutely. A sort of a sweeping theme that I have is truly what makes us special as human beings. It's not our opposable thumbs. You know, chimpanzees have those. It's not our ability to work together in groups because orcas and ants, and wolves do that, but they've yet to land a rover on Mars or build a stock market and repeatedly crash it. The thing that makes us special is stories. And so everything in our lives, currencies, flags, borders, religions, all of these are just the stories we've agreed upon, and they're always under revision, right? And so the story, for example, there's a story that you should spend 3 months' salary on a diamond for the person you love because they're this rare thing. No, there are quadrillions of tons of diamonds. There was just a new deposit found. There are diamonds rain on other planets. The rarest substance in the known universe is wood. We've got the only planet where trees grow, you know? And so the stories we tell around energy supplies and modern life and sacrifices and all of that have been told by a very few people who have very vested interests in that status quo. And so the story now is changing in ways that, you know, we've been burning fuel, using the kinds of fuels that burn forever, because that was the cheapest alternative. You know, we went from peat, to coal, to whale oil, you know, we burned whales for light at some point. And I think that our kids are going to look back and say, wait, you at one point had poisonous gas pumped into your house and you burned it to cook food, you know, like you didn't have a house with a battery. It'll seem so sort of archaic. But my experience is that if you connect with people about what it is they love, they might be a fisherman, they might be a duck hunter, they might be a farmer, they might be somebody. And if you can just connect with them on the changes they're seeing and not tie it to the politically loaded words that get used in campaign ads and just by saying the word climate change, that has been so loaded, and just connect with people over, you know, I don't hear as many meadowlarks as I did when I was growing up, and take it from their level outward and break down those barriers by usually just starting with, what's your story? But what gives me hope is there was a study out of Yale in 2022. If you had asked the average American, give me the percentage you think of your fellow countrymen and women who care about climate change and action, most people of both parties would guess between 33% and 42%. In actuality, it is between 66% and 80%. You are surrounded by allies in this space that you don't even know you have, because nobody wants to talk about climate change at the potluck. No one wants to, you know, whiz in the punch bowl, you know, at a party. But change happens just by those opening those conversations.